This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. While investors mull Twitter's true assets ahead of the company going public, the services of two other tech companies recently came under scrutiny with the help of a professor at Yale University. Those commercials you may have seen surveying users who seem to prefer Bing to Google, their results might be a little skewed. Will Remus is our friend who writes about tech for Slate magazine. Hi, Will. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
I've seen the Bing It On ads.
I think we've all seen the Bing It On ads.
Let's Bing It On. Would you believe me if I told you that people prefer Bing for the web's top searches?
Right. This is a common form of ad.
Yeah. So with these Bing It On challenge ads, Microsoft is convinced that if it can just get people to try Bing, they will prefer it to Google, and they will use Microsoft's search engine forevermore.
But there's just one problem, which is it doesn't exactly hold water.
Well, it's more debatable than Microsoft's commercials might lead you to believe. Here's what happened. A Yale law professor was a little skeptical of this claim in the commercials that people prefer Bing 2-to-1. So he said, let's set up a test. He hired 1,000 people. He had them take the Bing It On challenge on Microsoft's website, and then he had them report back. It turned out they did not prefer Bing over Google at all.
I almost feel bad for Microsoft in this scenario. I feel like they just can't win.
Here's the thing. Don't feel too bad for Microsoft. They found people preferred Bing by a significant margin. The professor didn't. It's sort of his study against theirs. But really, both of these search engines will deliver pretty solid results. They'll get you what you're looking for. And the problem for Microsoft is that just isn't enough to get people to change their habits.
Will, are you a Fresca guy or a 7-Up guy?
I will have to take the Fresca 7-Up challenge to find that out, and then I'll report back to you then.
Will Remus writes about technology for Slate magazine. Will, thank you as always.
Thanks, Ben.